Among the famous opening psukim in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, before we get to the specifics of the actual brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gives the various shvatim, the various tribes, we read right at the outset in the second pasuk of the Parsha, Yomer, Moshe tells the people, Hashem Misinai Ba, Hashem came forth from Sinai, Vezarach Meseir Lamo, he was shown forth to them from Seir, Hofia Mehar Paran, he appeared from Har Paran, V'asa Mirivos Kodesh, it's a little bit harder to translate, but the way Rashi explains it, that Hashem came with the multitudes of angels, Kodesh, holy, referring to angels, that Hashem was accompanied by angels when he appeared to the Jewish people at Har Sinai, Mimino Esh Das Lamo, from his right hand, Kavyachol, Hashem presented the fire. It's allusion to the Torah that was written, you know, with a certain kind of an Esh, Al Gabe Esh, black fire and white fire, to use the famous metaphor of the Medrash, which Rashi here quotes as well. I want to focus on a particular comment in the Medrash and the Sifrei, which Rashi breaks down into two different comments here on the Parsha, and that is when it refers to Hashem coming, Vezarach Meseir Lamo. What does that mean, Meseir? That Hashem is shown forth from Seir. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this is an allusion to the children of Esav who lived in Seir, and Mehar Paran, that is a reference to the Bnei Yishmael who lived in Paran. And the common denominator of both of them is the famous Medrash, which Rashi is quoting, that before Hashem offered the Torah to the Jewish people in Har Sinai, he offered the Torah to various other nations. Rashi is quoting, of course, Esav and Yishmael. I think in the fuller Medrash it also mentions Ammon and Moab, and that all of these nations, when they asked what was in the Torah, and they found out that there were particular commandments which would go against their nature, things that they enjoy doing, Esav murder, Yishmael theft, Ammon and Moab sexual immorality, therefore they refused the Torah, and only then did Hashem give them the Torah, the Jewish people, the Torah at Har Sinai. In Rav Schwab Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, he asks two very fundamental and really obvious questions once you hear them on this Medrash and on this Rashi. Number one, we have in many, many sources, including our davening, we refer to ourselves as the chosen people. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim is part of our liturgy. But how can you say that Hashem chose us from among the nations if, according to this Medrash, Hashem actually was willing to give the Torah to other nations and only backed into giving it to us because the other nations said no? Secondly, the examples that I mentioned in the Medrash where these various nations rejected the Torah because of murder, adultery, and stealing doesn't even make any sense because they were already commanded in those particular prohibitions because those are part of the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach, which all non-Jews are obligated in and prohibited from doing. So there was no reason not to accept the Torah because of adultery, stealing, or murder, because anyway they're obligated in those three prohibitions among the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So what were the Goyim, you know, think that they're gaining by rejecting the Torah because of these specific things? So Schwab, in answering these questions, develops a thesis which is really based on a breakthrough chiddush of his at the outset. And that is, he says, even according to this Medrash, Hashem never really offered and certainly never intended to give the Torah, our Torah, Taryag Mitzvos, to the non-Jews. After all, as Chazal teach us and Rashi quotes in the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis b'shvil Yisrael shenukra Bereshis. We were destined for the Torah from the beginning of time, from before time. It's inconceivable that Hashem would have given the Torah to any other nation. Rather, what this Medrash means is that the other nations were offered to be makabel, the seven mitzvos, but not as individual obligations, but rather as part of a Kabbalah satorah, but a Kabbalah of the seven mitzvos. Just like the Jewish people were going to have some special Kabbalah of the 613, they were being offered, do they want to have some extra level, some transcendent Kabbalah over the seven mitzvos. Now, what exactly does that mean? Or Schwab is getting at that there's something about the Kabbalah, something about Matan Torah, which was different, which made the whole greater than some of its parts, that the Jewish people did get when they got the Torah. And it's that extra, still yet undefined element, which the Goyim were being offered with the seven mitzvos, which they turned down. So what was that? What was that magical idea? So Rav Schwab explains that the real chiddush of Matan Torah was not just that they were commanded in now 613 mitzvos. After all, they were already commanded in quite a few mitzvos even before Har Sinai. They were commanded in the seven mitzvos, but also Bris Milah, the various mitzvos which were included to the Jewish people at Marah. So we got now from, I don't know, whatever the number we were up to now, maybe we're up to 10 or 11, now we got up to 613. That's a lot more, but it's not a fundamental change. It's just a quantitative difference. Rather, says our Schwab, the real chiddush of Matan Torah is that through our Nasev and Nishma, through getting the Torah at Har Sinai, the mitzvahs became implanted into the essence of the soul of the Jew, into the pnimius of the neshama of the Jew, says our Schwab. It became part of who we are. It's our natural inclination to do mitzvahs. We are most true to ourselves when we're doing the mitzvahs. As the Gemara says in Brachos, Galev Yadua, we say to Hashem, it's clear to you, Sheritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha, that our true, genuine, authentic will is to follow your will, God, to do the Torah. But sometimes we slip up because we have Yetzer Hara. The famous Rambam in Gerushin, that if a man doesn't want to give a get when he is obligated to do so, the Beit Din would beat him up. Why? Not to get him to do something he doesn't want to do, but to get him to do what he really, really does want to do. And his inner self, of course, he wants to do the right thing. If the Beit Din says give a get, that's the right thing to do. He wants to do that. They're just beating the Yetzer Hara out of him. But really, really, he wants to do that. Says Rav Schwab, that capacity was brought into the world at Har Sinai, and every Jewish child, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Tinnida, when he's learning the Torah with the angel in his mother's womb, that's when he becomes one with the Torah, when the Torah becomes his natural inclination. This is what the non-Jews had an opportunity to have, that type of relationship with the seven mitzvos, and they refused. They're still obligated to the seven mitzvos. They still have to do them, but they're merely something external to them. It's a chi of asiya, but it's external to who they are. The Bnei Esav still want to murder, Yishma want to steal, Amon Mon Moav want to have immorality. But they have to do it, but it's not who they are, and it doesn't change them. It's purely behavioral. Whereas with us, it's part of our neshama, and each time we follow the Torah and mitzvos, it becomes more and more ingrained in who we are. It changes who we are. It makes us more in keeping with our authentic true selves. That's something unique to the Jewish people. The non-Jews could have had it, and they lost it.